So now you're beginning to track with the Lord over what he wants you to become. And quite likely you're saying, I can't do this. I can't see myself doing that. That doesn't look like me. Well, no, darling, it doesn't look like you, because it's what he's seeing. It's what you are becoming. Every one of us is becoming something different from what we were when we were saved. We're on a journey into the heart of God. And part of that journey is that he's conforming us to the image of his Son. There was no limits on what he gave the Son to do. There's no limits on what he's going to ask you to do, because only he can do it. So one of the first things you recognise when you see a prophetic word is you can't do it, and without him, it won't come to fulfilment. He doesn't equip you and then send you out and say, right, off you go, you're on your own, go and do the job. He is not human. We've really got to divorce ourselves from the idea that he's like us, only slightly bigger. What he calls you into is something you cannot possibly do in a million years. What he calls you to do is to work with him, to be a partner with him, to be a partaker of his nature, and to move with him in the unforced rhythms of grace. You are never, ever, ever going to be alone again. You are yoked with him. And his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So take another look at those prophetic words. If you've dropped them, ask him where you are. Ask him where you need to be. And get your running shoes on if there's a gap. God bless you.